This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Finally, Speaker Gingrich, we're running out of time here. You've been speaking recently about Big Trump and Little Trump. And Big Trump, you say, is a man who's espousing historic change. And Little Trump, you say, is, your words, petty and pathetic. Can we afford to have a president with such a split personality?
Look, of course you can. I mean, I think we had a number of presidents who had interesting challenges in their personality. But the question is, I'm willing to concede that Trump on occasion is crass, but I'd like my opponents to concede that Hillary on occasion is corrupt. I mean, you have a candidate for president who under any reasonable standard would have been indicted. You look at what's just happened to General Cartwright. You have a candidate for, you just raised this with Robbie Mook. You have a candidate for president who is cheerfully dealing with foreign governments for $12 million donations. She's surrounded by staff who are basically saying, take the money. And that's what's going to walk in the White House. So Trump is not perfect, but she sure ain't perfect either. And she's a much greater threat to our system than Donald Trump is.
Speaker Gingrich, Congressman Becerra, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you.
I mean, this is, Scott, I'll tell you, this is the challenge with this election, is that you can go back and forth, tit for tat. You know, his crassness, her corruption, you know, how much are you willing to deal with? And I think the challenge that we have in America today is we need somebody who's going to keep their eye on the ball. I mean, with all the threats, you know, we talked with Jennifer Breeden last hour with the threats of what's going on in the Middle East, you know, with Mosul and what's going on in Iraq, what continues in Iran. Let's not forget Israel. The Syrian issue, it is just on and on. And then you got Russia looking at this as a golden opportunity. I mean, well, I'll tell you, the old Russian guard is licking their chops because they're going, hey, look, we're going to return back to greatness. And that's what you have right now throughout the Middle East, is you have all these interests that are looking back to the old days, whether it's the Ottoman Empire, whether it's ISIL and, you know, their God-given perceived right to once again rule not only the Middle East, but to rule the world is the way they see it in their religion. And here it is. I mean, it's, you know, we got a lot of pieces that are scattered and the whole area is confused. And when you have confusion, it's the result of people unanchoring. I say unanchoring themselves. What were they anchored on before versus where they have right now? So in this foundation that they relied on before that now went sideways, whether you want to talk about the, you know, Arab Spring happening and the leadership as maybe as messed up and confused as it was there and diabolical as it was, they have no leadership. So it's all fractured and they're all, you know, trying to find their place in the midst of, I mean, this is like as if somebody just got all the dominoes and just threw them up in the air. And now they're going, okay, well, there's no restraint. There's no restraint for Putin. Okay. And here they are. I mean, nuclear power wise, I mean, they've got more nukes than we do here in America. I never thought in a million years we would say this and admit to this situation. But, you know, in terms of their strength and position and leadership, and this is what, you know, has been driving people crazy in the leadership spectrum. Are you going to say that Barack Obama, in terms of leadership, is a stronger leader than Putin? I think you're hard pressed to prove that point, because at this point you would see Putin getting more of what he wants and America losing less and less influence. I think it's quite an indictment on the lack of leadership of this country. And I know this may sound unpatriotic, but you got to call it for what it is, because the Middle East and with what Russia is doing, they're having a way. And then we're not even talking about China yet. I mean, they're all moving into position to increase their influence. And meanwhile, the United States says, hey, look, we're going to sit back here in the corner. We're going to play hootenanny songs and kumbaya, and hopefully everybody figures it out. The conversation continues right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I know you sometimes probably wonder, you go, can we possibly get America back on track? Is the genie so far out of the bottle here that there's no way we can get her back in? I don't know, and I understand, because there's lots of moving parts. It's not like we can just fix one thing. We got a lot of things unraveling right before our eyes here, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Michael Dougherty with us right now, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, a board member at Snoop Wall, the global leader in affordable breach prevention, author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm great. Good morning, sir.
Hey, I imagine you saw the movie Snowden already, so you probably were delighted to realize a lot that you wrote about in The Devil Inside the Beltway gets validated here with Snowden.
Yeah, sadly delighted, I guess you could put it. You know, I mean, I'm glad I'm coming out of anyone really not believing me now. So if they don't want to believe it, now we're at the stage of icing me out instead of calling me crazy.
Well, this is the thing, Michael, about this stuff, and we've been saying this about the elitists and those on the left, is they force you to put tinfoil on your head and turn you into a conspirator and invalidate, you know, what it is that you're trying to share with people. And you've been trying to share this with America for a long time, saying, look, we got problems here in River City, ladies and gentlemen, and this is just the beginning. And here we are. Now you've got, if it is in fact the Russians, has it been in fact confirmed as much as it can be? The Russians playing with our elections. I was mentioning earlier to Jennifer Breeden that I imagine one Vladimir Putin is kind of just sitting back in his office, just kind of, you know, just cracking up, you know, like a laughing hyena.
Well, he's laughing because it's irrelevant. Because here's the thing: if you recall, Obama was mocking and laughing Romney for talking about the Russians. The United States government does as much. Everyone does it to each other. That is why you will not see some cyber attack against Russia. And it was Biden out there saying it. And I actually think a lot of what happened Friday was kind of a friendly reminder to all those people that the technological world, the activists in the tech world, and the dark web, those hackers, what they can't stand is the hypocrisy and the lying more than policy. And so, you know, the turning the Russian issue into a red herring, suddenly it's the Russians. Look, even if it is, the metadata doesn't lie. And it's a sad day in America when we have got to rely on Julian Assange for the truth of what's going on in this country and the truth about how our some of our politicos work. You're not going to see the RNC hacked and then show that they were, you know, smothering their base so Donald Trump could be the candidate. You know, they let the system work warts and all. That's not how the left works. And they feel like this, you know, in Solinsky's Rules for Radicals, let's not forget that lying, deception, corruption is an acceptable tactic.
Sure.
And so you have to think like them. And it's really hard for some people to put their head around that there actually would be people that would exploit us for our votes by saying that they care about women and Latinos and Catholics. And now we know that that's nothing. That's all it is.
They're just pawns
in these emails.
Yeah, they're pawns to their agenda. That's all this is all about. I mean, there's no big warm and fuzzy about this. I don't care if you're talking about women, the whole deal, because again, which we know as conservatives, is you'll know them by the fruit. I mean, what kind of tree are you looking at here, man? Just look at the fruit and you can see that it's messed up. And if you still want to believe in it, well, then shame on you. And why there isn't more outrage about all this stuff is beyond me. But America has been conditioned, and we're going to be conditioned to such a degree that forget about it. You know, we've been laughing, you know, kind of teasing along the way, Michael, about the being, you know, the frog in boiling water here. And that water is intensifying. It's getting warmer and warmer. And most of America thinks it's just out there in a hot tub.
Well, the thing about these emails is they're not going away. And the more time we have, it might not be in time for the election. But the dumbing down of America, the keeping the bag over their head, the half-truths that have been told and taught in civics classes for 60, 70 years about the true full structure of the U.S. government has got to come out so people understand. And when you keep bags over, I mean, people aren't stupid, they're ignorant, and there's a big difference.
Right.
And when you, and then the, you know, when you take, when you flood the less fortunate in because you can easily seduce them and get their vote, you know, this is what happens, and there is a clock that's ticking. There really is, and you know, look at Venezuela. But some people don't have the means to even look. It's a very, very dangerous time. But it didn't start a week ago.
Yes, exactly. Well, we've been moving down this path, if the truth be known, for over 150 years. As soon as you know, you had the founding fathers with some, you know, moral conviction. Based on their belief in God, you were going to have an enemy step in. So it has been, there's been a pushback from day one, actually, which would take us back more than 150 years. But I think 150 years ago, plus, with, Darwin coming into play, his theory and philosophy gave it some credence. I mean, and look what they did in short order. They took over the educational system at the turn of the century. And we wonder why our educational system is so messed up, being over, you know, overcompensated. And we've got people that are graduating that you think, whoa, we didn't send them to be educated. I mean, we sent them away and in some cases paying $250,000 for them to be indoctrinated, not educated.
Well, and it boils down to that people don't understand the driving principles of the separation of powers and man, you know, man's sinful, and we have to protect ourselves from each other. Mm-hmm. And regardless of policy, when you unify power, bad things happen.
Right.
Bad things happen. And we have let that go, and these agencies have been morphing for over a century, and now we have a government run by lawyers. Frankenstein left the castle from its maker decades
yes.
ago.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. And Michael, I mean, you know, here it is with Russia, and now Biden is hinting cyber revenge, as you say. The CIA is planning cyber strikes on Russia. You know, Scott was maybe we were talking. He goes, "Gosh, this is the Cold War." I said, "Something tells me that we can only hope we get back to the Cold War because things will get worse before they get better here."
Yeah, but Biden's a joke. I'll talk about that on the break. If you want to.
Okay, no, yeah, that's fine. We can hit that back. But the fact of the matter is you got a lot of moving pieces out here going on, and with Russia, with Syria, with Iran, and now let's bring China into the hotbed of the mess. I mean, this is, you know, as somebody has already said, you know, America doesn't even realize, but it's already in World War III.
That's pretty true. I mean, it really is. It's a different version. Everyone's different.
Yeah. Well, if that is the case, here we are. Where's America's strength? We're at the lowest levels of fortification since what? Pre-World War II?
Intentionally, right? He's draining the swamp because he wants to change the position of the United States in the world, and he wants a mediocrity. These people believe in mediocrity.
Off the break. Michael Dougherty is with us right now. We've got more from Michael on the other side. Stay with us.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Love is kind of crazy, you.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates we have around this great country of ours, thank you for joining in on the good fight as we continue to do what we can to get this country back on track. The first thing is we got to deal with the truth, and that's what this is all about. Michael Dougherty is with us to help us to this end here as we continue to dig deeper into what's happening, not take just take for granted that what anybody is saying is truthful. I say challenge it. You know, ask questions. You know, Michael, when you and I were growing up, that was the big thing, that we were to question authority. And speaking of which, one of the guys, one of the big champions of that, Tom Hayden, passed away here, you know, over the weekend. And Tom Hayden, if you remember, you know, Jane Fonda and all that ilk, the war protesters of that time, it was all about questioning authority.
Well, it's interesting, too, because I happen to be in Detroit, where he's from, and I'm an alum of the University of Michigan, where he went to school. So there's a lot of discussion up here about this today. And he was on the – they played a snippet from on the radio this morning where he said, I always tried to be consistent, and I always think that small government and decentralized power is the best thing, which was an amazing thing coming out of his mouth. He doesn't like, he also said he was happy when his son married an African-American woman because he'd like to see the peaceful, dissolution of the white race. So this was quite a controversial guy. And, this is the irony, of the left of, well, I think bad things and I'll take bad opinions, but my heart's good, so it's all okay. It's not.
Yeah, right.
So what they think it is.
Yeah. So. Well, it's at some point, you know, and this is all, you know, we were talking earlier, with one of our guests about the faculty lounge. And I've always maintained that that is kind of the penthouse of theorists in the educational institutions. They sit around in the faculty lounge, you know, just spouting off this stuff, and nobody says anything like, are you crazy? What are you talking about? And and this is, you know, where I believe, you know, people like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, where they were all, they were kind of like tutored in this. They were in the incubators of the faculty lounges around this country and, you know, talking all this crazy stuff, and nobody is there to, you know, challenge them back. And they just, you know, it's the same way. If you get a bunch of conservatives together and nobody's challenging conservative thought, it can get a little wiggy too, you know.
Well, the thing about it is that's all theory, and theory can go into infinity, so they can all hear themselves talk forever. Mm-hmm. And when you remove them, you know, they think they're the universe instead of the mothership, and and so there's no consequence. Where if you're in a science-based academia, you actually see real results based on the laws of nature. And so you don't, and this is where we're in such
and I would, let me just stop you there for just a second. I would say science-based if the true laws are not violated. But what has happened is, we know, particularly when we talk about climate change and that sort of thing, which I think is something we should be discussing, not imposed upon. It's like as if the elites are saying, look, you know, Michael, you're too dumb. You know, we've spent our whole life studying this. You'll never know what we know, and we're telling you how it should be.
Well, that's what I was about to say, because it's bled over now into the politicization of it, where you get, and it's just what happens in elementary school: social isolation, rejection, icing you out, physical violence. I mean, this is childish, and that's what happens with childish thought. And is you suddenly have this insane hypocrisy where you're getting fired, assaulted, isolated, demoted. You know, if you allow someone to disagree with you, if you give space for that. And this is what's, and it has bled over into science. Mm-hmm. And this is what happens. You've got people having, this is a really, really, really terrifying line that's been crossed, actually. I mean, I worked in surgery for years, and there's a human survival level understanding that you just don't walk in and cut on another human being without years of training. And in a way, I think that's what people have no longer respect. And we let pundits and politicians run medicine when I dare anyone to call their congressman if they've got the flu. And the same thing with science. And this whole thing, Biden talking about this Russia thing, I want to come back to that. Mm-hmm. That is such bogus stuff, because it's not possible. What did happen on Friday was muscle flexing to laugh in Biden's face.
Right.
That how you think that and who sent Biden out to warn people? Are you kidding me? That was nothing more than the terrier barking at the fence. That's just a big joke. He's a Jack Russell. And that was more to flex his muscles for the people on in his base and went, are we doing something? See, yes, we're strong. You know, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, because ultimately, you got to bring it to a bottom line. See, and this is what happens with theorists and with liberals is they don't reconcile a bottom line. There's no return on investment. It's just, hey, we just keep on spending the money. Don't worry. Trust us. It'll all be okay. See, and this is where conservatives and people on the right get it all wrong is that so much of America has been diluted into this theoretical process that there's no question called on anything. You know, whether it's the war on poverty, whether it's, you know, Obama's policies and, you know, all you can do is ask the same question that Ronald Reagan asked with the Carter regime. You know, are you better off now than you were 8 years ago? And it's shocking to me that America today says, you know, a good percentage of America says they are better off. In fact, they're so better off they want a continuation with Hillary Clinton after these 8 rough years. And there is such a huge disconnect between Main Street America and the elites of this country.
Well, and it's because it's taken decades to make people ignorant. And now all you have to do is confuse them to run the clock to November 8th. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll wager that Hillary Clinton has ticked off so many foreign leaders, but similar to what happened before with the last election with Benghazi, where they're in a survival corner, they panic, they double down, they really don't care who they tick off as long as they win, and they figure they'll just repair it later or lie about it later or circumcise. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people are very, very practiced, and until the populace wakes up. And see, this is where the media is such puts the country in such danger. If Nixon had the media that these people have today, he'd finish his second term.
Yes,
and the media has completely abstained. Why? Because these people have learned how to infiltrate it.
Mm. Well, Michael, you know, you bring up an excellent point here relevant to foreign leaders. They get it. They see right through this. They're not going to be fooled. They're too smart for this stuff. And, you know, they're people. I mean, it's not a democratic situation where they live. The people are just going to follow and go along with what their leader says, whether it's in, you know, South Africa, Russia, China, that sort of thing. They see America's foreign policy and our leadership as a bit of a joke, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's, well, more of the same. I mean, maybe the public now knows why there's some foreign disdain for the United States from these autocrats, because when you put yourself up as pious and you're as big a hypocrite as the rest of them, they get a little sickened by it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like at least Putin doesn't call himself a golden retriever. And this is the issue. And, you know, we're going to have a lot to fix and deal with here. This is a century-long building problem. This is not a week-long or a term-long. I mean, Obama in many ways was a symptom and still a cause, but also a symptom. And it really boils down to education. I mean, there are undergrads right now that don't want to listen to the founding fathers and throw the whole concept of separation of powers out the window and don't learn about it because some of them were slave owners.
But Michael, you know what? They're going to learn the hard way because where we are right now, as you say, to your point well taken, this is not a quick fix. This has been done over a long period of time. Whoever is the next president, this isn't going to be a happy time here in this country, the trajectory we're on. Do you see that?
I totally agree. But, you know, hey, we all got to stick to it and dig ourselves out of it. There's no choice.
Yeah, well, sometimes we have to fall off the roof to realize and appreciate the law of gravity. And I think that's where America is at right now, is we're on top of the roof and we're getting ready for a big fall to realize and appreciate the law of gravity is still very much in play. Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member of Snoop Wall. Michael, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Flu season is here. here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
On April 20th, 1999,
America and the world mourns as the biggest school shooting in U.S. history took place today at Columbine High School.
Rachel Joy Scott's life was taken, but her story lives on.
I want to be a light, but it feels so dark.
Discover the courage to stand up.
Jesus gave his life for me, and I'll give my life to him.
I'm Not Ashamed, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to imnotashamedfilm.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, oh, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the shuttle lightens up my life, and I am free at last. What a blast.
Your program, your calls. Your opinions. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Live. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, you can drop me an email, easy enough, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, these days, we talk a lot about millennials. There's a lot that seems to be misunderstood and a lot more that we are understanding along the way. Well, millennials, the generation of both confuses and fascinates many. We know how they feel about Snapchat and flexible work hours, but how do they feel about health care and specifically their own health? Well, a recent study of over 2,000 U.S. adults aged 18 and older, including 419 millennials aged 18 to 35, highlights some of the unique ways in which millennials approach and engage with healthcare. And here to break it down and help us understand further, Jesse Curtin, who is the Chief Consumer Officer with Novant Health. Jesse, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, good morning. Thank you. I'm just doing fine. Thanks.
Hey, good to have you along with us. You know, everybody's talking about millennials these days. I mean, this is the next big group that's coming through, right?
It is a lot to learn about millennials, and the sooner they were able to, you know, interject and leverage their information, I think the better we're all going to be in managing that generation.
Well, I'll tell you, the survey information really helps, and it goes a long way because of what we learned, of course, as we knew when the baby boomers went through, you know, and so we're so much ahead of the curve in understanding millennials and even, I guess, knowing what questions to ask because of what we went through with the boomers. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. You know, the information, consumer information, is so foundational to Novant Health because we believe in a consumer-centric organization. That's how we form our whole notion and platform around remarkable patient experience. And so as we began to look at this consumer information, there are really four key areas that we found to be very interesting when it comes to the millennials.
Mm. So what is the most important thing that you learned about millennials from the survey?
So a lot of information. You know, typically, as we all know, millennials spend an awful lot of time on the internet, watching television 4 hours a day or so at the desk. And with that being the case, when we raised the question, you know, do you have enough time for exercise, the response that they gave us from the consumer survey was that they really don't feel like they have enough time. We see this as a significant opportunity for us in healthcare to better educate that generation on the importance of finding the time to exercise is so important. The American College of Cardiology tells us that if we can find at least 5 minutes a day, it can prevent premature death and really extend our lives for up to 3 years. So from that standpoint, really surprising to hear. My biggest surprise, Bill, was probably when it comes to how they get information. So typically, mm-hmm. as we would know, no surprise, right. millennials spend a lot of time using social media and the internet for information. But when we raise the question, how do they get their information around their health care, they've really actually gone old school. And by that, I simply mean they are actually using the same process that their parents use. They're calling the physicians. They're having conversations with nurses. We think that is excellent news because there's a lot of disinformation and misinformation out there on social media. So we think that that's an opportunity for us to be better engaged with the millennials. And hopefully that we can do our part to make sure that the millennials is one of the healthiest generations we've seen.
If you're building that relationship, that serves as the foundation to, you know, to the future for them. And I got to tell you, I'm a little surprised. I would have thought that they would naturally go with what they've been doing, and that is to rely on social media. And at that point, you better make sure you have a good filter on the information that's coming in, right?
You're absolutely right. I think that one of the key things that we should take away from the millennials, they are full of surprises. One other data point I would share with you, when we talk with millennials around the importance of the medical treatment and how important that was to their overall care, when we surveyed them, they indicated to us that equally as important as the actual medical treatment itself, what's equally as important to them is this notion of respect. Now, what they mean by that is simply they want us to know who they are, they want us to understand their needs, and they want us to build authentic relationships with them. And so that tells us that we have to be better informed, we have to be better in sync with getting consumer information so that we can have better relationships. It also tells us that the type of physicians that we want within our health system needs to be somewhat intuitive in building stronger relationships with this segment. So that was information that we feel like we'll build on as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it stands to reason. I mean, that what John Naismith had predicted in his book Megatrends, Jesse, years ago, is that with the technology, people would get more sensitive towards having relationships with people. So what was predicted back then is now coming to life with the millennials, and that is that they don't want to be treated like a number. And this is going across all ages. I think all people have that kind of high-tech, high-touch need that has developed as our culture has become more, you know, more technologically savvy and involved.
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're spot on with that statement. Technology clearly, social media clearly has a place in all of our lives, and we will continue to leverage and build upon that. But I think you're right when it comes to the authentic relationships, when it comes to consumer people engagement, it comes down to the things that always matter to us. We want you to understand who we are. We want you to understand our beliefs and our wants. And those individuals that have those skill sets will be more successful, not only in business in general, but more specifically in healthcare and the millennials.
Yeah, that's where things are leaning. So we need to be aware of this momentum and the sensitivity, especially when we're talking about this large group that is growing up right before our eyes and seems to be a bit of a contradiction. You said that there were, Jesse, early on, you said there were four indicators, four things that stood out in this survey. I think we touched on one, maybe two, but I want to make sure people understand what those four were.
So actually, we've touched on three. One was around exercise, the importance of exercise and the impact that it can make on our lives. Two is how the millennials are actually getting information, and again, old school. And the third is actual respect. The fourth is one, as we did our survey, the broader community, we found some interesting information around end-of-life plans. Now, clearly, no surprise that that's a very sensitive subject, but the broader community has some idea what end-of-life planning is all about. When we looked at the millennials, they don't have any idea where to start around end-of-life planning. We think this is important for us in healthcare. You know, as a nation, we're very sensitive, not comfortable talking about death. We think for the millennial generation, it's an opportunity for us to better educate on the value of having these conversations early. It's very empowering. It's part of the healthcare continuum that we begin to have discussions with our family members and our physicians on choices and decisions that we would make around end of life. And so this is a new trend. It creates an opportunity for us, again, to better educate the public, as well as an opportunity for us to educate physicians and nurses and other clinicians around beginning to have these conversations early. Again, we think it's an empowering strategy, and it's something that we want to lead at Novant Health.
Well, Jesse, your survey highlights how unequipped adults are to deal with these issues. Now, where is the medical profession in relationship to this?
You know, the medical profession early on, at Novant Health, we have a program that we call Choices and Champions, and it is twofold. One, it's an opportunity for us to educate the public. Secondly, it's an opportunity for us to educate clinicians and physicians. I would say to you that they're embracing the attitude of making that part of their conversations, their natural conversations with our patients. We're sharing with our organization, we share with our staff and our employees, a book by the name of Being Mortal. I don't know if you've heard of that book,
yes,
by Atuga Wande, that really talks about this process of end-of-life planning and having those conversations as a normal, comfortable part of talking about the health spectrum. And so we think that the healthcare industry is receptive, and we're going to do our part to continue to lead and educate.
Well, this is outstanding stuff. It's very enlightening, Jesse. Where can the people go for more information?
Bill, thank you so much. They can go to novanthealth.org/consumerattitudes.
Well, Jess Curtin, Chief Consumer Officer for Novant Health, who oversees multiple departments, including but not limited to strategic planning, marketing, public relations, government relations, community relations, and outreach. You just need more things to be responsible for, Jesse.
Just a few more, Bill.
That's it. I understand. Hey, thanks again for being with us.
Season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Halloween is almost here, and prep is likely focused on the candy, the costumes, and the spooky decorations. So when the holiday arrives, dinner is often a last-minute stressor or a scary afterthought. But that doesn't have to be the case. Before the trick-or-treating festivities kick off, treat yourself to Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza, a best-in-class premium pizza that's the perfect no-fuss meal on nights as hectic as Halloween. Virtuoso is not your average frozen pizza. In fact, it tastes so fresh, you'll forget it was ever frozen. These pies have a deliciously thin, crispy crust and are made with only the freshest ingredients. Virtuoso is available in 9 uniquely flavored varieties, like pepperoni pesto, signature spinach, and tomato and goat cheese. So there's a flavor for every palate. Check out the store locator at www.oetker.us to see where Virtuoso is sold near you, and have a happy and incredibly scrumptious Halloween. This report is brought to you by Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com. Listening to Bill Martinez live.
All my friends, Bill the Lowrider. The Lowrider is a little higher.
With America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. World Series is all set, huh? Tomorrow night, first game, the Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians. It'll be a battle royale, to say the least. So looking forward to that as the World Series gets underway. I mean, this is what the fall season is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Why not? And meanwhile, we have some serious things to take care of, and especially when it comes to our health care. You know, all of a sudden, 25 million more people have health care. This has been a question I've had from day one. You know, supposedly there was a 30 million people that didn't have health care in America. This is what justified Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, which we're realizing now is not quite as affordable, especially as the years go by and we're looking at open enrollment coming up in November. So you're going to hear a big scream across America as people realize what they're in for in this next year. Thank you very much, Obamacare. Dr. Tamsin Rosenwasser is with us. She earned her MD from Washington University in St. Louis, board certified in internal medicine and dermatology, has practiced emergency medicine, a member and former president of AAPS. Dr. Rosenwasser, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, and thank you for bringing this up, because this has been the question I've had forever, you know, was about that 30 million. How many of those people, though 30 million didn't have it, how many have it now to where we could at least say Obamacare serves some good? But what I'm sensing, and the mainstream America is sensing, is that people that could work the system have worked it, and it's done well for them. I mean, basically, we put them into Medicare, and somehow the government wants to take credit for that.
Well, there was no problem when Medicare first went in 1965. I think it was 80-something percent of people had real medical insurance, not just prepaid, quote, health care. And there is medical care for people without insurance even today. There's the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act, which says that anyone who comes to an emergency room has to be taken care of.
Right.
And I myself have done lots of charity work for people in my life. You know, medical insurance doesn't equal medical care, and a card does not equal medical care either. There's no lack of medical care in the United States of America, although we are taking better care of illegal aliens than we are of our own veterans.
I mean, you know, say that again, because I don't think people, you know, because everything that they've been warned about that was going to happen with illegals is happening right under our noses. And people are kind of in denial about this, Dr. Rosenwasser. They think, oh, no, no, our government wouldn't do that to us. They wouldn't defer the people's money to take care of people that have no right to it.
They will. They will do so. There are illegal aliens. In fact, a lot of people come over the border just to have their baby here because of birthright citizenship, which is not what the 14th Amendment ever intended, just to be parenthetical there. But the veterans, I started my internship at the Veterans Administration in St. Louis, and it is just awful what the veterans are expected to put up with. The waiting times are a lot longer than 9 days in a lot of cases, and the equipment is lousy. The tables don't go up and down. There's no privacy for the men. It's terrible.
And, of course, the hotbed of all this, which ignited it, was in Arizona, and they're reporting it hasn't even gotten better. If anything, it's gotten worse there. So it's kind of ironic. I mean, people, you know, you had a director that was fired. Some people were put on timeout for a while. But that's about it, because that's the way the government works, and the unions make sure that it continues to work that way.
Yes, they do. And, I mean, another bedrock fact about Medicaid and Medicare is that if you say something's free, then there will be an increased demand for it. I mean, if the best restaurant in town said, if you're hungry, we'll give you free food, people would show up in droves.
They're lined up at the door.
Hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When I was in the emergency room, I took care of more people who were sick because of smoking, booze, illegal drugs, violence, and bad sex decisions than anything else. And just about all of that was totally preventable. It's a matter of behavior. Mm-hmm. If people behaved well in their own best interest, I might add, and took responsibility for themselves, I would not have seen probably maybe as many as 2 out of every 3 patients I've seen in my entire life.
Right. Well, this is a thing that we need to reconnect with, Dr. Rosenwasser, because, you know, when you take away responsibility and now you start promoting an enablement class, that's what we have. We have an enablement class of people, illegal and legal, that look to big government to continue to provide, because this is what they've been trained to do.
That's right. And like I say, a card does not mean medical care, but why the reason Bill Clinton said that 25 million more people have health care, but the premiums are rising, is because he does want what his wife failed to get in 1993-94, and that is a single-payer plan where the government will have control over your life. And I will point out that government has killed more people in the 20th century than heart disease, cancer, and a whole bunch of other stuff combined, and it was official government policy of governments to murder their own citizens in Nazi Germany, China, the USSR.
Mm-hmm.
Government is dangerous, and when it has control of your medical care, believe me, you are in trouble. You know, cows are taken care of by veterinarians,
right,
and they're fed and vaccinated until a day when they get on a truck and they never return.
Right. Well, I guess that's what we're waiting for here in America, is for us to board the truck, right? They've boarded them before, and we're talking about what happened in Germany. and suddenly they were deemed unnecessary, redundant. And at the very base of all this, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that people need to wake up to, Dr. Rosenwasser, because they're not, you know, somehow, again, they do not see the perniciousness of the government in much the same way that Hitler's Germany didn't see it.
Exactly. And another thing, when Hillary Clinton at the third debate talked about abortion and women's health care, and the government shouldn't be deciding on women's health care as far as abortion's concerned, what about deciding on it for everybody else as far as everything's concerned?
Exactly.
And as a physician, you know, I will say that very few abortions are done because of danger to the mother to begin with.
Well, less than 2%.
And especially not toward the end of a pregnancy when a baby could be delivered by cesarean section. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I have talked to many women who have had abortions and are suffering terribly in a mental sense. They were pressured into abortion. They were young. They were frantic. They didn't know what to do. They made a wrong decision, and they've spent the rest of their life regretting it, some of them weeping in the office in their 70s.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, the women I've spoken with have been very frank. They could tell you exactly how old that child would have been. And you sense the heartbreak that comes out. This is the stuff that is hidden. And, you know, the millennials are dealing with it. Of course, they're able to kind of dodge some of this with the new technology, the abortifacient drugs that are available today. But for those moms that have carried children, you know, for any length of time that they realized there was something living inside of them and aborted those children, like you say, you know, they're in your office, they're in tears, and what do you do? I mean, we have been part of a government that's kind of given its endorsement to this. And then you have Hillary Clinton out there just saying, well, this is a woman's right. But what I'm saying, doctor, is that one day we've got to reconcile the men's part in this, because men have been invalidated, and I believe that's the silent scream getting ready to be heard yet, is when the men finally break down and say, look, at you know, my son, my daughter was murdered to abortion, and I had no say in this.
That's
absolutely
exactly
none.
Right. That's true. Of course, I mean, and there's more complexity to it also, because the men were also responsible for, in many cases, a child being conceived out of wedlock, which is just seems to be A-okay with everyone.
Right.
And children need fathers desperately. But it is true that, you know, the father has no say whatsoever. It's considered the woman's body. But what about the independent body inside her?
That's right. Yeah, that couldn't have happened without the father participating, regardless of the circumstances. And in some cases, yes, you know, it could be a couple with an unplanned pregnancy. I mean, they're down to the point to where, well, it was the wrong sex, so I decided just to abort the child. I could dispose of that child because it wasn't the right sex. Amazing today. And doctors are put in a very precarious situation. I can tell you that with my new grandson that was born in August, my daughter and son-in-law were quite aghast when the doctor had offered the option of abortion for this child, because they knew that he had a hole in his heart. And that meant there could have been any kind of complications. Thank God, so far, a minimal amount of complications. But they were posed with the proposition of having young Jackson aborted. And they said, absolutely not. And I told my daughter, I said, well, this is what's happened in the 21st century medicine. The doctors have to offer, you know, what are the options? If they don't explain the options, then they become liable, right?
Well, I there is that problem, but I mean, I think, you know, you do what's right regardless.
Exactly.
And
well, the kids chose right. They said they're in it for the right reasons and for the long haul. And Jackson is alive and well by the grace of God. We appreciate it. Dr. Tamsin Rosenwasser has been with us. Thank you, doctor.
Thinking about a memory foam or dial up your number bed? Don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-845-7400 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-845-7400 or visit Reverie.com. That's 877-845-7400 or REVERIE.com.
We use mobile.